Einstein called it spooky action at a distance.
Poet Fleda Brown.
I'm rubbing my nose. And what are you doing now, dear one? What parts are we putting together? I dragged you into this. What age is like, really, I had no idea. Turns out, the present settles into its nest of memories and likes it there, even when it stings. Let me start over. I am walking North Intermediate Lake Road on October 7th, not long till your birthday, sun on spider webs, stop signs of dew and sun, one after the other, strung across stalks, a bloom field of sun changes with their studious lines to the center. Time's turned out to be my subject. It's climbed the ladder of my attention, spinning its internal juices, never using itself up. It hasn't been pushy. It's begun to feel like my best friend. Let me start over. Memory's not as easy as I said. It muscles horribly upwards sometimes, bigger than I am, carrying nasty details in its arms. I keep eating them like a spider, so not everything will come your way. I like to think of you where you are right now, driving kids to school in Massachusetts. I'm walking the lake road in Michigan, watching leaves turn and burn in the eye of time. How dear it is to me, the way it holds you in its sun-dazzled arms as you round a curve and break at the sign, squinting your dozen little wrinkles.
That's Fleda Brown reading from her lovely poem, For My Daughter's 40th Birthday.